Okay, I got to get us back on track here.
Yep.
Your grandfather.
Yes.
Mr. Skelly.
Mm-hmm.
And your father, Mr. Stewart, I call them.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point in time where they were just dad in your house, but there was a time when you realized, wait a minute, they're bigger than life out there in the real world. Did that settle into you at some time, and you understand that?
I'll tell you exactly when it's settled in. I was, how old I was. I was pretty young, and my sister and I, and my mother and dad all went to Europe, and we were in London, and my dad says, well, Johnny said, good news, we're gonna get in a car and we're gonna go have lunch with J. Paul Getty. And I said, well, who's that? He said, well, he's the world's wealthiest man. I went, oh, well, that'll be fun. And we did. We got in a car, and we had a driver that drove us up to J. Paul Getty's home, and we had lunch with J. Paul Getty and his son George. And it was a very pleasant evening, very, 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 very pleasant lunchtime. When we got to the house and rang the doorbell, it's a great, great big house. It's 444 years old at the time.
In London, now.
Outside London, north of London. We got to the house, rang the doorbell. J. Paul Getty comes front door, sees Harold, because they're old friends. He said, why don't you meet my kids? And he said, Harold, I want you to come meet my lawyer. I said, okay. So we all get in. First thing we do, we walk right through the house, go right to the back door. And here's this beautiful young babe in a bikini. He did it for a shock value, but she was a lawyer. And I was just, what is going on here?
How old are you? Thank you.
Oh, I was like 12. I'm just, whoa.
Yes.
I got to pay more attention here.
And so then it began to dawn on you.
Yeah, it began to dawn right then. I never heard J. Paul Getty. I knew who he was. I had no idea who he was till then.
And then afterward, you knew, of course. Oh,
yeah.
What a fun experience. Do you have any more memories of that experience of Mr. Getty? He was
very nice. He and my father got along great. His son was there, George, I think. Dad, as you know, went on to be on the board of Getty Oil Company, Skelly Oil Company, and then Getty Oil Company. There was a good connection there, I think.
Well, Spartan Air School, we pointed out
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
it was a J. Paul Getty, became his, and mm-hmm. so he went back to your grandfather as well, didn't he?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when J. Paul Getty lived. He lived in Tulsa mm-hmm. for a while.
Quite a while, yeah.
And lived at the Mayo Hotel.
He also had a house over on York, over where Yorktown and Victor come together.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember meeting any other famous people as you were 12, 14 years old? And
I was told they were famous. I wouldn't know. I was just a kid, but they did a lot of things, entertained a lot.
Your parents?
Yes, my mother loved doing that. My dad was enjoying it.
They were good hosts and hostesses.
I think so.
Both in Washington and here in Tulsa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you had many gatherings.
Met a lot of different folks.
What's the first house you remember living in?
Oh, in Washington, D.C. We had a home on Fox Hall Road. Pretty house.
How long did you live in Washington?
We would live in Washington in the summer and then go back to Tulsa. And then we lived at Virginia Beach for a while, then go back to Tulsa. He went back and forth. He had a law firm in both states.
Okay. All right. So as a teen then,
mm-hmm.
or as a youngster,
mm-hmm.
what did you do for entertainment, like movies or radio or TV or any?
TV. We go to movies occasionally.
What about food served in your family? Was it a special kind? Were they very conscious of the type of nutritional food you had?
I didn't see my mother cook very much. They had help, and they would serve the dinner, and it was a big deal to be at dinner.
Okay.
The time was set. You were there at dinner, or you didn't get dinner.
And you cleaned up. Probably had to dress, maybe, for dinner?
A little bit. Not tie, but
it was important.
We were supposed to look the part.
At dinner.
It's important to them.
And taught good table manners. Then.
I would think that's where I got my manners from. I would think.
Remember any favorite songs and music as you were growing up?
No,
first car you may remember?
I remember that. It was a 1964 Pontiac GTO, Yorktown Blue. But other than that, I could barely remember.
Was that your car?
Yes.
So tell us, First Stewart Corporation is a family investment company.
Yes, it is.
And you are managing partner of John R. Stewart Interest.
Interest LLC, that's an oil and gas company.
Oil and gas?
Yeah, I keep that separate for insurance.
What part
issues.
Of the business of oil and gas are you involved in?
We have my wife's the same way. She has a lot of mineral interests, which we're constantly leasing on, or we are not active in the rig business. We're not drilling ourselves, but we always enjoy when someone else drills on our property, mineral interests.
I'm trying to trace. Your wife has mineral interests. How did that come about?
Her family was from Wewoka, Oklahoma, and they lived down there for a long time, several generations. And then her dad was with Shell Oil, so it's a.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Yes.
Her dad, and what was his name?
His name was James O. Lindsay.
With Shell Oil.
Yes, he was with Shell.
So this is all married together.
That's
here,
right.
Wasn't it, huh?
That's right.
So she retained and inherited then down through the years.
Absolutely, and they lived in Wewoka, in Seminole area, and that's, as you know, that's a really good area for oil and gas exploration, and they've been there like third generation people there, so they owned a lot of real estate.
So Dee Dee, does she have brothers and sisters? Or?
No, she was a single.
So then everything came down to her, the mineral
exactly.
rights.
Exactly.
And now it's under John R. Stewart.
Well, no, she has her oil and gas too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you have the Stewart Family Foundation.
Yes.
And who heads that up?
We have three trustees of the Stewart Family Foundation. And then there's the Commonwealth Foundation, which is my sister's. We do a lot of giving through those entities. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
We like to give back whenever we can. It's important to us.
Did your father and mother teach you about giving back to the community?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. I would say that if maybe my grandfather follow his lead,
Mr. Skelly.
Yeah, you can see which he did.
Yes. Oh, but
in many ways.
Money and time.
And he was one of the original people at Southern Hills Country Club when the club got started. My daughter Susan's a member of Southern Hills. That means we're fourth generation members of Southern Hills Country Club. That's kind of fun.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.